The Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
It's a Friday, and for me, it's the end of the stock market week. Of course, Crypto Queen Nicola, you were literally, it's 7 days a week, or in 24 hours a day, isn't it, the crypto trading market?
It is. I only share my analysis once a day on the weekend.
Oh, you slacker.
I know.
So that's what you get, you see, kids, if you, Nicola doesn't like the big sell, the hard sell, but if you want to get it, if you want to get into crypto, and I am seeing some Martin, who's got us sort of into this a little bit and helped us with it a little bit when we first started and how to get things going, because he's into it, Martin there. He's been telling me, I asked him about Kryptonite One, which I'm invested in, and I'm saying if you don't want to get involved into trading cryptos and setting up accounts with Bittrex or Coinbase, whatever, because it's a lot of hard work and then transferring money and getting a wallet.
It's very difficult.
Yeah,
yes,
getting a Bitcoin wallet. If you don't want to do that and just want to buy a company that seems to be doing quite well, and there's quite a few of them. There's Coincilium, there's Kryptonite One, which I'm invested in, and they just shot up today by 28% their share price because they announced two big investments, and I asked Martin about them. He said, "Yeah, it's looking good. Some of the investments are very good indeed. It's a good pick." And to me, actually, if you don't get involved in currency trading, cryptocurrency trading, that's an easy way out. They're on the next exchange. That's the only problem. You can put it in your ISA. I mean, I had to convince Barclays. Barclays stockbrokers. I said, "I want to buy." I've had the CEO of Kryptonite One on my podcast. He said their company's available on ISA, but it's not via your platform. And they said, "Oh, yes, we haven't got that yet." I said, "What's going on?" I said, "Blockchain is massive. Even major banks now are investing in blockchain. I should be able to invest in this." And fair play, within a day, they came back and said, "It's now available. You can put it in your ISA." So that was nice, wasn't it? Really good customer service, I thought. But KR1, that is. Another one's Coin, and that's on the next exchange. But if you want to trade in cryptos and some... like Martin has been telling me about some of the returns he's got. Literally,
the returns are crazy.
Yeah, 1,800% on one. Best 6,500% on the others. Of course, I don't know how he's doing it overall. But those two, that's bananas. That is bonkers territory, isn't it, really?
Oh, yeah.
And that can be done. But if you want to get involved and learn about that... Nixigal.
Only £25 a month.
Yeah, £25 a month there, and you can make.
Thank you, Justin.
You can make a lot of money there if you know. The thing is, I tried trading years ago, and I didn't take any advice from anyone. I didn't have a clue. And now I'm an investor, not a trader. I think it'll be a lot better because I know a lot more charts. I know a lot more support levels and that stuff. I know a lot more risk and reward. But you've got to start somewhere. You've got to get some kind of guidance.
To be honest, an investor is better in these cryptocurrencies because they're so volatile. You have to in and out. It's very difficult. You know, if you need to buy them and have confidence in them and then... Yeah, you can make a lot of money.
Yeah, but you've got to know the basics, you know. You can't just go in there blind because you can lose a lot of money as well. Let's start with some stocks then. Looking at Audio Boom. Boom is the ticker. Then has a contract win. A big podcaster called, is it called Crime File or something? I can't think of what it's called now, but it's a big podcast, very popular. It's in the top sort of 20, top 50, quite a lot on iTunes. And they've done a deal with them. They're coming on the Audio Boom platform just for a revenue sharing deal. So they're up sort of almost 6% a day, Audio Boom. What do you reckon on the chart, Nicola?
I think it's lovely. So this is really, really since the start of 2016, this is a weekly chart we're looking at. We've seen really good evidence of bottoming, a triple bottom. And now, we've taken out the highs in the middle. So we've reversed the trend by making a higher high. And now, with this rally here, we pulled back to 50%, pullback test the moving averages. And so this 50% pullback, now we have a higher low as well. So we should continue higher. My first upside target is the first Fibonacci level from the most recent swing lower, or the entire swing lower, I should say, in Audio Boom. And that's at 5.6.
Lovely.
So we're going to have trouble when we get back to that opening low, you know, from May 2014. That's where we found resistance before in November. So back above 3.7 guarantees, we're going higher to 5.6.
Wow, if you put the 125 moving average, I quite like it, just bounced off that. And but yeah, so where's the position where you say there may be trouble?
No, like if I look at my daily moving averages, we've bounced perfectly off the 200 day moving average, and we're back above the daily ones. So for me, I think it looks excellent.
Lovely, you said sexcellent then.
Excellent. I know. I misspoke. My apologies.
A Freudian slip there. You said sex. that was sexcellent. You should say that with your partner after you know, a bit of
really. I'm so tired. The only thing sounding sexy is my pillow.
Yeah, I like that. That's a good quote there. Mayn Energy, MYN, is next. What do you reckon on Min?
Oh, is it Mayan Energy? For some reason, I've loaded Motive Bio.
Yeah, I'll put that in. That's on the list.
We'll do Mayan at the end. Okay, Motive Bio. This is another one. You know, it's kind of grinding its way higher. But when I look at it, you know, it doesn't look too inspiring on this daily chart. But when you look at it, you can see that in September, we got above the 200-day moving average. And then when we pulled all the way back in November, this is where we found some support. And so this is another one where we're rallying away from it. I think we should see it in another leg higher, at least to match the two-wave rally that we had from November 2016. And I think back to the prior high, so probably 65 for Motive Bio.
Okay, lovely.
There'll be a bit of trouble at 49, but 65 looks good.
Okay, good stuff. And the next one is, what have you got there? I've got
Regal Petroleum.
Regal, yeah, it's flying today. They've just had an update, literally. They've gone from, they said the average, the gas condensate fields at the end of 2000, approximately 2,800 barrels of oil per day compared to 1,700 for 2016. So that's a real upgrade there in their output. And they've re-rated pretty much 86% up as I look. So RPT, what do you reckon on the chat?
I think it looks amazing. This kind of thrust day, very often if we see a pullback tomorrow, it'll be to 50% of the open close, not the spikes, but the open and close price. 50% back will be where we'll find an entry. This is one of those ones, you know, where we went really long sideways in an inverted head and shoulders pattern. Let me zoom in. This is a weekly chart. So left shoulder, head, right shoulder, bunched up moving averages, huge breakout. So, you know, you can't predict news, but these chart patterns work really well for this. So 31, double your money.
Yeah.
Eagle Petroleum.
All right, cool. Westminster Group, well, now this is, they've announced their Middle Eastern contract is even closer of late. So literally, they're just about to sign on the dotted line and all this stuff. And I can't think who the transport secretary is, but there's some issues when
Grayling.
Yeah, it? Chris Grayling, mm-hmm. isn't it? I think it was, yeah. or some of that. Yeah, when they announced the big rises in rail fares at the start of the year, all these companies were trying to get hold of them and trying to interview with Chris Grayling, Transport Secretary.
He was on holiday, wasn't he?
He was in the Middle East, and he said, I'm out here with a British company doing an airport contract. And that is what Westminster Group has been talking about. They've mentioned government ministers involved. It's a very complex issue. And they're in Oman. And so someone said, hang on, this is Westminster Group he's talking about, surely. So very interesting. But WSJ, and someone actually put that on Twitter and said, listen, this is Chris Grayling in Oman talking about a company and an airport contract that's worth a lot for a British company. And someone said, hang on, that's Westminster Group he's talking about. So WSG, what do you reckon?
I reckon it looks really, really good, but we've reached resistance, an important level at 26.22 and the 200 weekly moving average. This is a weekly chart of Westminster Group. So it's one of those levels where I think we stall and we'll pop back a bit to probably around 20. There's a bit of a pivot level around 20. So look for support and a pullback by there. And here, look, if I draw this pivot level, you can see these lows, yes. and these highs. That's where it comes from. So that's the ideal level, I think, to look for a pullback. It's pretty stretched It's 209 on my CCI. My RSI is probably right up there. So, but yeah, any daily close, though, above 26.22, then we'll see continuation higher, probably to 39.5 and then 50.
All right, 50.
Yeah.
That's goody.
39.5 looks pretty sure thing, but 50s are maybe. That's 50% of the drop from 2013.
Nailed on, nearly. Okay, and the last one, let's go back to the...
And last one, main energy. Do one on the fly, Mayan Energy.
M-Y-N, on the fly. Yeah. Why do they call it on the fly?
I don't know. So actually, you know, if I look at this, this is quite nice wedge consolidation. We're seeing the first signs of a bullish reversal. We've got above the 20 in the daily, 50 daily moving average, and we've pulled back, you know, but the... If we look at the rally, you can see that it was a sharp thrust move, and then the correction was choppy and overlapping. So this one wants to go higher. Ideally, this is the ideal support, 50% back, and the daily 50 moving average. I think that this 200-day moving average is dropping like a stone, and as soon as we get above that, we should fly in this one. And at the very minimum, we'll repeat that first big move that we had here. So if I do that and project it from here, that says 1.21 at a minimum next for, sorry, wait, 1.26, sorry, at a minimum next for Mayan Energy.
I imagine you just sitting on a little fly doing a chant. They're so annoying, the noise of a fly, isn't it? Amazing.
They really are, yeah.
Lovely, Nicola. Thank you for that. Have a nice weekend. And even though you've been doing your crypto classes, and you know, you should take a day off. Crypto, just tell everyone, all cryptos, take a day off. You know, it's not good for your health. You can't trade.
This is exciting times in crypto markets, though.
Yeah, but there's some of these guys out there, especially in the Far East, got their eyes glued to the screen. They've had no sleep.
They really do.
No sleep for
days. Did you see that cartoon of crypto New Year's Eve? Right. It's a guy sitting at the computer and he's staring at the screen. And 23:59, he's staring at the screen. And then midnight, he holds up a candle. And then midnight 01, he's back staring at the screen again.
I know. They got these Google-eyed guys who are like red-eyed, exactly. You know, staring madly at the screen. Take a day off, guy. It'll still be there when you get back.
I know. Okay. Anyway, thanks for listening, Facebook and viewers and podcast.
Oh, yes, got to say that. By the way, most people listen to the podcast. We just did this Facebook thing for look at it live. But if you're on the podcast, which most of you will be, then please, you can see this video at foxmarkets.co.uk/blog.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.